every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and every week we're here to dig into the tools, the stories, and the people who are helping us all live healthier, stronger, and more fulfilling lives. Now, if you listen to this show before, you know we like to break out of the box. We don't just talk about health and wellness and the typical ways. We go a little deeper. We ask, how do we really unlock our body's potential? How do we not just look better, but perform better or feel better and restore balance from the inside out? Today's show is all about the inner connection, and I've got a guest who brings a powerful perspective on it. When most people hear the word massage, they think of a spa, relaxation, maybe an hour away from stress. But my guest today, Anna Armstrong, has dedicated her life to showing people that body work can go far beyond relaxation and that it can actually be a path towards transformation. And Anna is a heart-centered massage therapist who blends traditional training with energy medicine, nervous system regulation, and deep body awareness. She trained at Kino Kino Institute of Healing, completed over 550 hours in advanced programs, and has worked with clients ranging from everyday people managing chronic illnesses to athletes, bodybuilders, yogis, and free divers even, all finding that the nervous system, the breath, is one of the only ways we connect with our body, and it's really rooted in performance and healing. And how I found her was she worked at the same venue as one of my chiropractors that I go to, who's also very holistic in the way she does it. And I went in there because I had this little issue with my neck, and I thought I was going to go in there, you know, sit down, relax, you know, just let her, you know, work on my neck. But I went in there and we started with my gut area first, and we started with just like breathing techniques, and it was way different. And I had to bring on the show to kind of show there is a different side to like that way of healing and with just breathing techniques. I thought it was very interesting. So that'll be our first two segments is Anna. Then following up with our third segment, I'm bringing David back from last week. David brings his own experiences into insight, health, and resilience. So we'll dive in that a little bit as well. But this is going to be a great one. So if you've been stressed out, out of balance, or disconnected from your body, or if you're chasing performance gains, stick in, stay tuned, and this is going to be a fun one. So we'll be right back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today.
celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, Anna, you had a unique path into massage therapy, one that blends traditional training with holistic practices like energy medicine and body awareness. But before we dive into that, I want to start by letting our listeners really understand who Anna is and kind of where this passion came from.
Cool, I like that. So I guess I started in body work, just diving into my own healing journey. I was clearing out some autoimmune conditions that were starting to settle in, and I was just desperate to feel better, to feel more alive, and, you know, to grow that vitality within. So I started working with some really beautiful energy healers and energy workers, lymphatic specialists, and just got really in touch with my body. And from there, just grew my passion on getting people more aware of their body, more into the sensations of it. And here we are.
So I want to ask you this. What is energy to you? People hear that and they think of, you know, the lights in their house. Well, what's energy to you? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, so we have currents running through us the same way that there are electrical currents running through the lights in your house, right? And if that current, if that arc is interrupted, the energy can't get there anymore, right? Well, our bodies are a lot of the same way. And if some of the systems or the meridians in there get little blockages in them, you can see things come up like inflammation or anxiety. Or a body that's really stuck in that fight-or-flight response, that's in that deep autonomic state and having a hard time shifting into that calmer rest-and-digest state. So our energy, it's important that there's clear pathways for it to run through. And energy works just touching some of the subtle bodies that we have, right? We have our physical body and our spiritual body, but then there's, like, the emotional one. And the energetic, subtle body. So, I just find a way to tap into all of those and find a balance and alignment within.
That's really interesting because you're like, for the most part, one of the first people I kind of ran into, that kind of like is very specialized in that area. So when it comes to, I guess, this energy, you know, people come to you, they don't necessarily know that it's an energy thing or, I guess, whatever issue you kind of see wrong that they didn't realize. One, I guess, start with this. How do these, I guess, pathways and things of that sort get blocked or, I guess, off-shifted to begin with?
Yeah, so from the kind of energetics or the emotional standpoint of it, That could look like a little kid whose emotional needs aren't met. Or maybe when they have big outbursts of emotion, instead of them being validated and acknowledged and finding a healthy way to move through it, it is just kind of bombarded with shame about it, right? So the fascia system in our body will actually hold that imprint of that emotional damage the same way that it will hold, say, a broken arm that you get riding a bike or, you know, breaking a tibia in a soccer game. The body will hold that same patterning. So I go in and find those patternings, whether it's a physical trauma or whether it's just this emotional imprint we've had since we were little. Then we hold that container and we explore the feelings of it from an adult's point of view, where we're safe in our body to experience it, where we can deepen our breath into that experience so we can create some expansion there. And once that expansion happens, the fascia gets like this wave, this flush of fluids and nutrients and oxygen, and it enlivens this area that has been dampened or, you know, just had a trickle of life flowing through it. So we're just getting those signals back online and getting that vitality to flush through the body instead of being stuck in a general area.
So when it gets flushed through the body, though, where does it go? Like, how do you, I guess, like, does it
leave, or,
you know?
You know, sometimes we have areas that, of our bodies, like maybe our heart space is really open, right? And it's really efficient, but our throat is locked up and we don't have the courage to speak clearly. So sometimes that can look like just sending some of that from our heart up to our throat. Right, so it can be something as easy as that. Sometimes energy just drains, like, out of our arm, like you are pouring out a cup of water. But a lot of times what happens is it's just a rebalance, right? This excess in one area is moved through the fascial system into that area where a blockage or a congestion or restriction was.
So just like how you mentioned with the body, it has the circuits for, you know, I guess, electricity and energy. How does that work? And I don't know if you know the answer I'm just going to ask. How does that work hand in hand with, you know, I guess, the water side of your body? You know, your body's basically mostly all water, right? And, you know, the frequencies play into, you know, how the water is shaped and all that stuff. How do those play hand in hand? And you know, how do you guess? That's my first question. How does that go hand in hand? And is there any ways you could, like, I guess, make those work together so your body performs better?
Yeah, absolutely you can. So the water in our body, we often think of water in this form of H2O, right? That's what we're taught from when we're little all the way through our advanced and college courses. We're learning about H2O, right? But our body does this really cool thing in our fascial system. We get this crystalline structure. So our fascia has this H3O structure in it. It holds a crystalline shape, and it allows the passage of that current through it, right? So as we're opening up these areas, like a blocked diaphragm, right? We're opening up that. It's getting hyperoxygenated really easily. All of that cellular debris and all of that carbon dioxide is being pushed from that area, moving through the body more efficiently, dumping back into the cardiovascular system a lot faster. We're pushing blood healthily through the body. We're pushing all of our intercellular fluids through the body easily. So when we can increase breath rate, we increase oxygen dumps, and we increase the rate at which carbon dioxide moves through our body, removed from our body. And when we're able to efficiently switch from that oxygen to that carbon dioxide and back and forth, we're able to dive deeper into our performance. We're able to lift more when we can have a focused breath. We're able to run further when we start learning that I am giving it back down and out through the earth in my exhale, right? When I'm stepping down and that exhale is intentional, right? Then we're able to dive deeper, go further, speed up our time just a little bit. When we're able to get to places where our bodies feel taxed, when that stress and that struggle is there, when we feel like we're breaking down and we're like, we can't do anymore, if we have a deeper access to our breath, we can go that extra mile. We can take our mile down by 2 or 3 seconds, right? So having access to those open pathways gives us a higher endurance and an ability to dive deeper within self and teach the body that, hey, just because I'm meeting those signals that there's an emergency or I have to stop to be safe, I know because I'm practiced in it that I can take a deeper breath and go a little further, a little faster.
I like that. We got probably like 15 seconds here, so I'm just going to close out. I do want to come back and just ask about fascia after. But we're talking to Anna Armstrong, an amazing massage therapist. And we'll be right back with a little bit more here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And thank you for staying buckled with me. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And we're back talking to Anna Armstrong. Anna, what really caught my attention when I first met you, I'll be honest with you, when I walked into there, I was expecting just to, you know, lay face down, get my neck massaged out, and then leave. But your approach is a little different. You tie the nervous system, regulation, breath work, and body awareness into everything. And something that kind of was different to me, obviously, was really focusing on breathing in to the areas that you were massaging. And I just want to know, where did that come from? How did you learn about that? And why is there so much success in that area?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's start with just that concept of fascia. It is wrapped around all the cells of our body, and there is no separating that superficial layer of fascia from that super deep layer of fascia. They grow into each other, right? From each other and into each other. The only thing that separates them in classification is actually just the depth of the body that you're going and what maybe that fascia structure is touching. Our deep frontal line, it starts at our tongue. This thing is incredible. It runs through our lungs. So it covers our lungs. It covers our diaphragm. It's covering those deep flexor muscles in our hips, like the psoas. It goes through our knee, down through our calf. It is surrounding the muscles and in the fibers of the muscles that flex your big toe, right? So this fascia line is from your tongue to your toes. So if I can clear out the biggest restriction in that fascial line, say it's in your diaphragm, there's a good chance you're going to feel it in your tongue. There's going to be a really good chance you're going to feel that sensation all the way down in your toes. It is all connected, right? So if I can get you to connect with yourself deeper in your breath, in your awareness, in your attention, then you can connect with all those lines in the fascial plane that have you restricted, that are keeping you from peak performance. So that breathing into those spaces is telling your body that it's safe enough to take up a little bit more space and to explore how deep and far that connection travels, right? So sometimes people with shin splints or plantar fasciitis get almost instant relief when we work in their lower and mid-back. And when we're working in their lower mid-back, and we're also working on that top side, on the abdomen or near their hips, you're amplifying that work and that relief. So I've had clients who have plantar fasciitis, and after we're done working at their sacrum and their right hip, they don't have that same pain carrying throughout the day. And if they're not focused on that pain, they can focus on their performance more.
I definitely, I feel the part about the shin splints. I get those very easily. So just to kind of summarize, just to summarize what you're kind of saying with this fascia is basically if you were to take a wire that has a current through it and the fascia acts as if it's a knot in the wire, not allowing it to flow freely, what you do is you kind of just get rid of that knot so everything can flow as it should, correct? Is that kind of what a dummy down version of it would be?
And we often, we say knot all the time, but it's not like this true knot. It's really congested fascia, and that congestion can be lymph. It can be just restriction in that tensegrity of that area. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit there and try and rub your knot out of your rhomboids, right, out of between your shoulders where it constantly is. But I'm going to go in and I'm going to work near the sternum and I'm going to work with your breath and your diaphragm. And last thing I'm going to do is come back and touch that trouble spot, and it's going to already be 60% better. It's going to be so much easier to approach it because it has more space to take up already because we've created it in other places in the body, down the chain, up the chain.
So if you...
And once that congestion's cleared.
I was just going to say, so okay. You kind of know my story maybe a little bit. I have Crohn's disease, and I healed it through holistic healing, right? I went to the doctors. They couldn't really do anything for me. They told me I was going to have it for the rest of my life, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know. Yeah. I know there's a lot of legal things, so you might not be able to say the word healing or whatever. But when I was going through my healing journey, I went to a chiropractor and a holistic practitioner at the same time. And I think both of them at the same time really emphasized my healing process. Now, I don't know if I just read it 100% correctly, but what you do really reduces, you know, inflammation and helps with autoimmunes.
Absolutely.
How much success have you seen with helping people with these autoimmunes or these diseases with just your practice alone?
Sometimes it's tremendous and almost instantaneous. And I hold the space in that room, but the deciding factor of how effective that session is for you is your ability to truly show up and be fully present in that room, and to learn to change the narrative you're telling yourself, right? So I hold the space, but the individual is the one doing the healing. I'm not healing them. I'm not a healer, except in the form that I heal myself. Our bodies are innately created to heal themselves. Sometimes they just need somebody to be present while they do it, and that is my role. I'm present, and I am aware, and I'm going to keep you present, and I'm going to keep you aware of all the sensations of your body in that moment, the good, the bad, the hard. So it's not me healing. It's where that person comes in and how ready they are to lay it all down.
I really like the part with, you know, your body heals itself, and to really like, I don't know if you said it exactly like this, but to not resonate with what you think. For example, when I was going through, you know, anxiety and panic attacks, when I first started developing them, I never associated myself with it. I never said I'm a person of anxiety. I always was like, there was going to be an outcome of healing at the end. And I went to see this mental health person, and they told me, yeah, you know, you'll get better, but it'll never be gone forever. And fast forward a year and a half, it's gone forever. And I don't experience any anxiety, haven't had a serious panic attack in like over a year. And I think that really goes back to not resonating and to actually believe that your body can heal anything that happens to it. How big is that for you in your own healing journey? Because I know you may have went through some stuff yourself, correct?
Yeah, I did. I am diagnosed with a couple of different chronic illnesses, or at one point was, and have had to shift my narrative about the way that I speak about my body in that regard, right? For a moment, maybe I was my diagnosis because I allowed myself to be that, right? But now my narrative would be, I'm experiencing this, right? Ooh, I'm having some experience of anxiety in my body right now. I feel it coming up. The reason I know I can feel anxiety coming up in my body is because I've sat with her long enough to know where anxiety sits. So I feel it in my left shoulder. And when I feel it, I have tools. I have so many tools that are practiced to help alleviate that anxiety before it is yelling at me. Like I can notice it when it whispers at me. So I sit down with my breath. I do a little journaling. I reach out to a mentor, right? And I speak to myself kindly. Ooh, Anna, you're experiencing a little anxiety right now, and that's totally okay. We all go through that. We all have this come up. I'm just going to sit right here with you while you feel it, and let's take a few breaths and slow it down, right? So if I can approach myself that way and my container that way, I can keep my room, my table, and my client in that space as well. Right?
I like
that. We're gentle with ourselves. Yeah.
So we got about maybe a minute and a half, and I want you to, at the end, shout out where they can find you. But my last question, I guess, well, related to this is, why is it better to kind of relax yourself than kind of hype yourself up and, you know, just try to move past it, but you're sitting with it?
Yeah, it depends on what you need to tap into in that moment, right? So the beautiful thing about my practice is it's not that we just learn to calm down. It's that we allow ourselves to amp up when we need to, and we have the tools to access that too. So we learn to navigate and shift between different parts of our nervous system quickly, right? And we teach ourselves how to exist in both of those at the same time. So before a race, you can experience that fight or flight. So you're running faster, but your parasympathetic is also shifted on. So you have control over it. And that's where the real beauty of it lies, is allowing them to play together with control over them.
I like that. Yeah. And I definitely realized myself kind of, you know, sitting with it and realizing that the toolbox thing that you mentioned too is, you know, developing a toolbox you can use to help you with that. But Anna, we're coming to a close here. Tell me where people can find you, because I love what you're doing and I know other people will as well.
Yeah, I have two locations. So you can find me at Kekino, K-E-K-I-N-O in Plano. And then I'm also at the Source Chiropractic in Dallas. So come and find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anna. I really appreciate you coming on, and this was an amazing show. So, guys, we got one more segment coming up after this. Of course. No, thank you for coming on. I'll be right back with a little bit more right after this.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, if you're tuned in last week, You'll remember my guest, David Fulmer. Now, David, I'm excited to have you back. There's a lot more I wanted to talk about that we didn't really get to speak on. And I guess for the audience that, you know, is new and didn't hear him last week, just really quick, David, just tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and where you're based out of.
So I live here up here on the north shore of Oahu, and I have some businesses in the mainland, but I really enjoy living out here. My family, all three of my kids grew up here and moved here in my teens and kind of went back and forth to the mainland. But yeah, this is our spot up here on the north.
Now, the one thing we didn't get to dive into that I want to a little bit at least is your philosophy. You have this philosophy. I want you to dive in a little bit about that and tell us about that. And I know you're writing a book on it as well.
Yeah, it's almost like a life rhythm. It's a cadence. The human experience is really driven by our vibrations. And everything is real good vibration from all the different feelings that we experience, whether dopamine or stress, cortisol and all that. And so what I've done is come up with like a life rhythm cadence that's based on the 7-day week. Because we have brain tracks as human beings for thousands of years, every day is an experience for us. And so what I've done is kind of navigated and figured out what are those superhuman attributes that we need to absolute achieve greatness. And I've attached it to a day of the week. And so it's really easy to remember. It's pretty, very, very simple, but very profound, easy to live, and it has incredible results.
Are you able to go through and tell us what each day of the week is and why it's that way? Because
yeah,
really quick as well. Recently, I've noticed in the past, a little while, that people that are trying to become the version of themselves that they want to be, they're trying to develop a routine and trying to figure out all these things. And you got all these different types of people telling them, oh, follow this routine, wake up at this time, do this time. What makes your strategy different? Why is it successful?
Well, the morning thing is, so when I start out with anyone and I'm doing consulting or coaching, I always, I have a thing called the AM-PM game. That's anyone that is a high level human. They all have a very deadly PM game and an AM game, which means they plan their day, before they wake up, and then they document it in the evening when they get home. And then they're always up early. So I go through that, in my book, the AM-PM game. But in regards to like B7 becoming seven, like you said, there's so many different personal development programs out there, and they're like 4 steps to this and 3 steps to that. But there's an energy behind what those steps are, and there's also different cultures and areas that we grew up as human beings. And so what's cool about B7 is it really molds to any culture, any people, anywhere, and there's such profound, simple attributes of the human experience that once you attach it to that day, you really never forget it. So it's really, really cool.
Now, are you able to give me one or two of your favorite things from B7 that you have found that highly transformed your life, and that, if someone who was coming to you and struggling asked you, hey, dude, like, I'm just not feeling myself. Like, what steps should I take? What would be those first steps that you would take or tell them to take, rather?
Recognizing one of the biggest one is understanding that how divine you are as a human being, and understanding that in the thousands and thousands of light years of this planet in existence, that you were brought here in one of the greatest times in the history of the human experience, and understanding that you are created in the image of God and that you're a beautiful human being. And it's hard to act out beauty and do beautiful things if you don't feel beautiful yourself and feel important and amazing. And that's what you are. And once you recognize that, but I think Monday is a big one, because more heart attacks happen from 8 a.m. to around noon on Monday morning than any other time. It doesn't have to do with your cholesterol level, your ethnicity, where you're at. It doesn't matter. And so people's why, like, what do I want out of life? How am I going to get it? Who am I as a person? and what is this situation that I'm in and where am I going is not defined. And so they're like hamsters on a wheel, and the stress of the unknown is just so much to bear that after they come off this beautiful weekend of freedom and fun with family and all this, they're looking at another week as just dread and cortisol. When they can flip that mindset, they can actually be builders and not be broken inside. And so Motivation Monday is a huge one for me, that every Monday we review our why and what are we doing in their lives. It's a huge step.
So, I mean, how would you go about discovering your why? A lot of people don't even know where to look. So many people are like so lost nowadays that they don't even have a why, that their why is the weekend.
Yeah, I go through an exercise. I like to get a whiteboard, but you no lines. You need to really be able to draw. You know, you get a piece of print paper. And I mean, because we all grew up in kind of different backgrounds, religions, all these different things. But there's things that we enjoy to do. I don't care if it's basket weaving or being a personal trainer or basketball or football. It doesn't matter. Is you sit down and dream. Like we as little children, if you're ask a bunch of little kids, they would, you know, you'd have a 9-year-old saying, "I'm going to be Batman," right? There's no limitations. And so as adults, we need to go back to that dream state, and we need to sit down in front of a white paper in a very quiet moment with ourselves and say, what does my life, if I were to dream, if I knew that I couldn't fail, what would I attempt to do? If I knew that no matter what I put on this paper, I was going to become that, what would I dream to do? And we start there, and then you dial back. Okay, what are the steps to get to that? What is that look like? And that's where you start, and you create that moral compass and that push to this great human being that you want to become. And then that's how you chisel away the imperfections. You know, Michelangelo's asked, you know, like, how did you see the statue of David in that marble piece? He's like, I didn't. I saw the imperfections and I chiseled them away. So here was someone that just said that imperfection needs to go away. This alcohol in my life, or this addiction, or this sleeping in the morning, you chisel away the imperfections, and what comes to the surface is this beautiful version of yourself. So first we need to sit down and dream. We've told ourselves not to dream anymore, that nothing's possible, that, oh, that's just for that special person over there. No, you are special. You're incredible. Everyone has something to offer to the human experience. They just have to believe in themselves. So that's where I start with people. So
you know that, I'm going to try to explain this, and I might just look dumb right after this, but you know that, like, stank face that you make when you hear a good song? It's like, oh, this is a good song. You talking about chiseling imperfections right there, it made me do that face. I've never, maybe I'm just blind or have my ears closed, but I've never heard of someone put it that way. And the way you kind of just framed it made it a lot of sense to me. That I feel like a lot of people focus on what areas they can, you know, expand upon rather than areas that they can take away from that will make them better overall. So I like that a lot, actually. You talk about vibrations. You mentioned it just a little bit. And it's funny because the person I just had on before this, she's a massage therapist who is all about vibrations. When you say vibration, what does that mean to you? And if you could just expand upon that a little bit.
Yeah, bro. I can explain this. You know, this comes to me, and I put this in my book, and it's the craziest thing. Do you realize that if you fly to Hawaii, this always intrigued me. If you fly to Hawaii and then from the mainland and then return to the mainland on a plane with the same pilot, same passenger, same fuel, everything the same, it's a 1-hour difference, and the plane experiences, it takes off 4 to 5 months of its lifespan on the hour longer flight than it does on the return because of a headwind and a tailwind. The plane is vibrating in a cortisol environment of stress. That's your vibration. And our vibration is based on our subconscious mind. So when we reprogram our belief system in our mind and our vibration, then when stress and obstacles come, we actually look at, wow, look at this opportunity to overcome this challenge, not this is going to break me. Because we need to remember that obstacles don't show up in our lives to break us. They show up in our lives to make us. And so you have this different mindset, this different vibration, and then the natural vibration inside your body starts looking at all the possibilities of how to get out of this and how to build and build and build. And it's really, really interesting. But your body works just like that plane. If you're constantly dumping the cortisol, stress, and all these negative vibes and negative thoughts and this and that and this and that and life sucks, I mean, you're just putting so much stress on this beautiful body that God gave you to carry your spirit through mortality. Because all your body is a vehicle. And so you want to put the best fuel in it. You want to work on the engine. You want to wash it. You want to clean it. You want to make sure it's awesome. You don't want to just be going to the demolition derby and just smash the thing up, right? So that's kind of a way that I like to kind of put it in perspective.
So what about for the people who, and I don't know, I guess, how well you'll be able to answer this, because I guess it's, you know, most people just have to come to it on their own. But, I mean, what would you say to the person who doesn't even realize this information, right? A lot of people who will take your information kind of already want that for themselves. They just need that extra push. But there's a lot of people out there that don't even realize that there is better, that they can be better, that there's another option. What do you say to those people? How do you get them to change their lifestyle?
Well, what you mentioned about chiseling away the imperfections, like people that want to truly be super honest with themselves and have perspective, they need to go into a quiet space and say, okay, because everyone's giving this like moral, like if you're a child of God, you have a spirit and a body, you're most likely know right from wrong, right, to some point. And so I always tell people, like, it's so to really build yourself and start on that journey is to really do a self-evaluation and say, who are the people, what are the things in my life that are not right and are not bringing me joy, like true lasting joy, not just hard things, because we need hard things in our lives, but what are the things that I can eliminate to make it so that my life is one centered on what I'm trying to achieve. And that's just one of many other ways. I mean, like I said, Brian, I could sit and talk to you for hours about this stuff. It's just, I love it, man.
No, I think it's really cool. You have a lot of these wise sayings. And if this means anything, my mom's probably listening to you right now. She loved your show. You gave her a lot of good insights that she really likes. So it's been a blessing to have you on. But we'll definitely bring you on again, talk about B7. I really want to dive into next time all the facets of that and how people can kind of use that to expand their lives and, you know, hear a little bit more. So, David Fulmer, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for making the time to come on here. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Anytime, buddy. Aloha.
Of course. This is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be right back with just a little bit more after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
That's going to be a wrap on today's episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've had the chance to learn from Anna, who opened our eyes to a whole new way of looking at massage therapy and maybe just healing in general. It's not just a tool for loosening muscles, but as a pathway to healing, to realignment, and releasing what our bodies tend to hold on to. Her approach reminded us that healing is always about adding more. Sometimes it's about letting go. Then we heard from David, who grounded the conversation by just reminding us all the different aspects of life. One thing I took away that was really great that he said was, chisel the imperfections. Take those out and everything else will follow as well. A lot of people focus on expanding, certain areas, read more, do all this, but just start taking away the negatives and the positives will come. So that's something I've loved about David, and he's going to come on here in the next few weeks, talk about his book B7. I really think there's a lot of value in that. And again, I just want to say this, I don't pay any of these people to come on. I bring these people on because I believe in what they're saying and they believe that they can help you guys as well. So I really appreciate that. And I just want to shout out his, website, becoming7.com, becoming7.com, super simple, just like that. So as we close today, I want to take a step back and think about what part of your health you might be overlooking. Is it your recovery? Is it your mental well-being? Is it slowing down long enough to let your body do the work it's capable of? Too often we focus on progress, or only on progress, the next milestone, the next PR, the next business win. But life is about more than constant forward motion. It's about pausing, listening, and allowing growth to actually take root. So if today's conversation showed us anything, then you don't have to fit into a single box to live better. Maybe for you, it's, a holistic massage session. Who knows? But as always, this has been Live Better. I'm Blake Byrne. And until next time, keep showing up, keep challenging yourself, and keep moving forward with purpose. I'll see you back here next week on Live Better.